Welcome to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, broadcasting at dreamvision7radio.com and out of Boston, Massachusetts at 1510 AM Revolution on your radio dial. You are tuned to the Gaia Star Crystal Hour, where uplifting musical inspiration meets technical innovation, with your hosts, Miriam Massaro, Bob Sherwood, and Dameron Midget. Recorded live at Singing Brook Studio in the foothills of the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts for your pure enjoyment.
Hello, and welcome to the second edition of the Gaia Star Crystal Hour. Thanks for tuning us in, and I hope you enjoy another edition of the show. I'm Bob Sherwood, the producer of the Gaia Star Crystal Hour, as well as the producer and engineer of Miriam's Gaia Star Goddesses CD. We began work on the record just about exactly a year ago in mid-January of 2011 and released it on 11-11-11. Today we'll feature some more songs from the Gaia Star Goddesses CD, some more unique hybrids of Native American, African, and Indian music, and of course, good old Western 12-tone and folk music. We start with a song that was, if I'm not mistaken, one of the first that we began work on last year, Crystal Ice Queen. This is about as unabashedly Western as we get, sounding to my ear like an amalgam of folk rock and country. Here's Miriam to tell you a little more.
Crystal Ice Queen. For several years, a friend, Donnie Bartley, and I hosted a spiritual gathering through our Star Water ministry. We met on the 13th of each month. We chose that day to honor the Divine Feminine, the Goddess, and the Mother Earth, Gaia. On December 13th, 2008, it was cold and rainy. The rain changed. Suddenly, it was a very intense ice storm. We could hear the crystals heating the window. All night, the crystals built up on the trees, the branches, cracking in the night. In the middle of the night, of course, the power was knocked off. It didn't come on in some places for weeks. Everyone went outside to film the photograph and to just be in the ice storm aftermath. That night, though, since it was too unsafe for anyone to drive down the steep dirt road to my farm, I picked up my guitar. Inspired by the beauty of the ice crystals that glistened in the full moon, this song evolved as my prayer to the power of nature, to the power of Mother Earth, to the power of Gaia Star.
Did you check on your neighbor? Is everyone
evolved from a dream, which occurred around the time when I was listening with enthusiasm to Ella Fitzgerald's music. In 2007, I had read a Doreen Virtue book about working with angels as your guides. She suggested that if I wanted help with something in my life, to pray for a spiritual mentor. Someone from the angelic realm might just respond. So I prayed for a mentor to help me with my music. I suddenly heard a lusty, deep voice. Honey, I thought you'd never ask. If you have a message, you just sing it out loud and clear. I asked who was speaking, and she said, it's Ella, honey. Now you make sure you drink lemon and honey water and always sing in the shower. So with enthusiasm, I went and got all Ella Fitzgerald's wonderful music and absorbed her talent. And I must have faded off into night, dream time. And I woke up with this song in the middle of the night. At first I titled the lyrics, Ella's Story. I added the music when I chose to add this song to the Gaia Star Goddess Song Project and renamed it Aja, Nigerian for the medicine woman healer of the forest. We may never know if this story is true, but the possibilities are there. Aja.
She came all the way from Africa. In her grandmother's blood, on the way from royalty, long time ago, with nothing left to show.
Today it's January 23rd. It's snow clustered, foggy, misty, crystals on the trees. And inside here we are in Singing Brook Studio, and we're recording Waves, which is a song that came to me back in July 2008. And somehow it's evolved into a very creative endeavor we just did today with this voice over this song. And I'm happy to say that Imaja flows after this song Waves. And if you listen carefully, when Imaja does play, you'll actually hear us singing Waves in the background.
Flow towards the shore. Flow.
Star Crystal Hour is sponsored by Wise Ways Herbals, distributed internationally. Founded in 1988 by Miriam Nocero to create natural herbal products for well-being, it celebrates 25 years of producing over 100 quality handmade medicinal and body care products, including salves, women's health specialties, Oshuna Pure Skin Care, body and chakra oils, creams, powders, bath crystals, hair and pet care. Wise Ways Herbals blends organic and wild gathered herbs, pure aromatherapy essential oils, all mixed with love. Visit us at wiseways.com.
White buffalo calf woman. She's the Native American goddess of peace that appeared over 2,000 years ago to the Lakota Nation. She gave them 7 sacred ceremonial rituals and the sacred chinupa, or holy pipe. She appeared to ask the people to walk in peace, to care for their lands, each other, and especially the children, to live in harmony until she returned, when the white buffalo would appear. In 1998, I went deep into the woods of Shutesbury, Mass, and participated in a drumming ceremony. As we sat around the fire, a beautiful medicine woman drummed for us as we sat in prayer. Once I heard the drum, I went gently off into a trance. I saw a beautiful medicine woman dressed in a white buckskin dress walking towards me. She smiled and said, "Please make this dress and wear it in honor of me." She then held her hand out to me and gestured for me to travel with her. Somehow we flew over the countryside of America until I saw huge fires and the smoke coming from the land. We circled around and I thought, wow, it looks like Wyoming or Colorado or Arizona or something. Then I saw the fires burning even higher, and I remembered that Yellowstone had been burning out of control for many, many days. Then I saw rains coming, and the fire started sizzling and going out. I returned to the circle. Suddenly there I was, looking at everyone in the fire before me. And I explained my vision, and the woman said, "That's White Buffalo Calf Woman." I went on a quest to figure out how to make the medicine dress. I found the white buckskin, pieced it together, decorated it with medicine objects from my life. Each day something would appear, as if to say, "Oh, would you please put me on your dress?" As soon as the dress was finished and I put it on, my life changed immediately. It seemed that White Buffalo Calf Woman's guiding force was blessing me and my son Jesse. These events initiated a 12-year journey into learning and working and praying with the North and South American Native traditions, which led me onto a vision quest deep into the water, deep into the ocean. No, deep into the forest. And it was May. It was supposed to be nice, but it was very rainy and cold. A circle of 13 grandmothers came to me in my dreams. They sang the first part of the song, as a power song for me, to help me make it through the rest of the 4-day vision quest. I sing it at the beginning of this song to honor the grandmothers of the world, to honor the 13 grandmothers that are traveling around the world now, praying for peace in all of their countries and everywhere, in honor of the ancient tribal ways of the native people all over the world that need our love, that need our respect, that cherish us and give us so much wisdom. This is a song to honor White Buffalo Calf Woman, the Mother Earth, her powerful elements of earth and air and fire and water. This song carries her message of peace to the world.
Yoni Atu Heyo, Yoni Atu Heyo, Yoni Atu Heyo. Yoni Atu Heyo, Yoni Atu Heyo, Yoni Atu Heyo. Awa Uheya, Awa Uheya, Awa Uheya. Awa Uheya, Awa Uheya, Awa Uheya.
Ganesha. Ganesha is the Hindu elephant-headed god that is revered throughout India as the remover of any obstacles and keeper of thresholds. The legend is that with great courage, he obstructed his father, Lord Shiva, from crossing the threshold to his mother's bathing area, Parvati. She had asked him to stand guard in front of the door. Shiva, not recognizing Parvati's son, beheaded him in anger. Parvati, goddess of the Himalayan mountains, of course, was so upset. She caused the earth to wither, nothing to grow. They called a council. Shiva, you must do something. Humanity will perish. Shiva acted quickly to fix the problem for the good of humanity. He restored Ganesha's life with the head of an elephant. Thus, Ganesh is invoked whenever anyone starts a new project, new beginning. A friend, Shiva, he heard the songs for Lakshmi and Saraswati and said, you know, it is an important Hindu tradition that one must invoke Ganesha before you sing about these goddesses. So Damron and I, we took the harmonium into the recording studio for the first time, sat down and created this song, Ganesha, to introduce the goddesses, Lakshmi, the goddess of beauty, abundance, and grace. I was fascinated by the colorful regal paintings of the goddesses from India when I first saw them in a hippie shop in San Francisco in the late 70s. I felt drawn to their eyes, to the familiar images they portrayed, as if I knew them from a distant life before. In 1979, I traveled to India with my friend Barry Elson. Suddenly, there I was, immersed in the Hindu culture, as we explored the temples, the land, and the ceremonies. It was here I discovered that the Hindu goddesses embody the divine feminine energy. They are revered and honored with great joy and respect by men and women there. I returned to America with renewed understanding and appreciation for the power of the Divine Mother, which I had lost from years of being raised in the very strict tradition of the Catholic faith. I had had to go to Catholic school when I was younger, and I just didn't fit in very well there. Saraswati, the sweet regal goddess of wisdom, knowledge, creativity, and music. She is always depicted playing an ancient stringed instrument, the Veena. which is similar to the lute. Both of these majestic goddesses have graced my life in many ways for years with their images, adorning my altars and kitchen and studio walls. I especially included a song to honor these goddesses of pure divine essence that I deeply treasure. The Lotus Queen song flowed very easily for me as I sat down to play my tambura, an ancient Indian stringed instrument. The haunting sounds brought me back to Nepal, where I lived after visiting India. I studied the ancient temple dance form of Charya, taught by monks at Swayambhunath, the monkey temple outside of Kathmandu. At the time, I was one of the few Western women to be taught this sacred dance. I also began my studies of Kathak, an Indian dance form. Upon returning to America, I bought the tambura to continue my Indian music and Kathak studies. After a while, I put it away. It was almost 20 years before I found it again. Then suddenly realized, it's so magical to play with this. Aho to the goddesses of abundance and music and creativity.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into the Gaia Star Crystal Hour with your hosts Miriam Acero, Bob Sherwood, and Dameron Midget. We hope you enjoyed our latest creation in bringing you musical inspiration that weaves pathways into your soul.